Matthew 11. When Jesus had finished giving instructions to the 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John was imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me." As these men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in kings' palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and the one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Therefore I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. For the days of John the Baptist until the kingdom of heaven, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to the other children and say, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, the gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.' Then he began to denounce the city in which most of his miracles were done, because they did not repent. 'Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will be descended to Hades. For if the miracles had occurred in Sodom, which occurred in you, it would have remained to this day. Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." At that time Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 12. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples became hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat. But when the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples do what was not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he became hungry, and his companions with him, how he entered the house of God, and they ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but was for the priests alone? Or have you not read the law, that on the Sabbath the priest in the temple breaks the Sabbath, and is innocent? But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. But if you'd known what this means, 'I desire compassion and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Departing from there, he went into their synagogue. And a man was there whose hand was withered, and they questioned Jesus, asking, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. And he said to them, What man is there among you who has a sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable, then, is a man than a sheep? So then, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored to normal, just like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there. Many followed him, and he healed them all, and warned them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant, who I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. Then a demon-possessed man, who was blind and mute, was brought to Jesus, and he healed him, so that the mute man spoke and saw. All the crowds were amazed, and they were saying, This man cannot be the son of David, can he? And when the Pharisees heard this, they said, This man casts out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. And knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, Any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? But if I, by Beelzebul, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? For this reason, they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter into a strong man's house and carry off his property, unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven people, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they will give an account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up to this generation at the judgment, and they will condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, someone greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up with this generation at the judgment, and will condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, someone greater than Solomon is here. Now when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it unoccupied and put in order. Then it goes and takes along with it 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of the man becomes worse than the first. That is the way it will also be with this evil generation. While he was speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brother were standing outside, seeking to speak with him. Someone said to him, Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you. But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward the disciples, he said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and my sister and my mother. Matthew 13. That day, Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea. And a large crowd gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, the seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell in rocky places, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, because they had no root, and they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell in the good soil, and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, and some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus said, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which said, You will keep on hearing, but you will not understand. And you'll keep on seeing, but you will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they can scarcely hear, and they've closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, and they would hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one to whom seed was sown beside the road. The one to whom the seed was sown in the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. And yet he has no firm root in himself, but it is only temporary, and then affliction or persecution arise, because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom the seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom seed was sown in the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven has been compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. And while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. But when the wheat sprouted and bore grain, the tares became evident also. The slaves of the landowner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Then how does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, No, for while you're gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat as well. Allow them both to grow together until the harvest. In the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, First gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up, but then gather the wheat into my barns. He presented another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in a field. And this is the smallest, or smaller than any other seed, but when it's full grown, it is larger than a garden plant, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and rest in its branches. He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 peck measures of flour until it was all leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without parables. This was the fulfillment that was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. Then he left the crowds and went out of the house, and the disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field. And he said, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And as far as the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. And the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. So just as the tares are gathered up and burned in fire, So shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and he will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it goes and sells all that he has, and he buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant selling fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea, gathering fish of every kind. And when it was full, they drew it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will send forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will throw them into the furnaces of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And Jesus said to them, therefore, every scribe who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings out his treasure, things new and old. When Jesus was finished these parables, he departed from them. And he came to his hometown and began teaching them in the synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is this not the carpenter's son? And is not his mother named Mary, and his brother James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown and his own household. And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Matthew 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the news about Jesus, and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist, he's risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. For when Herod had John arrested, he bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had been saying to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. Although Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded John as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Having been prompted by her mother, she said, give me on a platter the head of John the Baptist. Although he was grieved, the king commanded it to be given because of his oath and because of his dinner guests. He sent and had John beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and so she brought it to her mother. His disciples came and took away his body and buried it, and they went and reported this to Jesus. Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion on them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, this place is desolate, and the hour is already late, so send the crowd away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said to them, bring them here to me. Ordering the people to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking towards heaven, he blessed the food, and breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate besides women and children. Immediately he made his disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking in the sea, they were terrified and said, it's a ghost, and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and saying, take courage, it's I, do not be afraid. Peter said to him, Lord, if it's you, command me to come out to you on the water. And he said, come. And Peter got out of the boat, and he walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and he began to sink, and he cried, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, and he took hold of him and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." When they crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of the place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding district and brought to him all those who were sick. And they were implored him that they might just touch the fringe of his coat. As many as touched it were cured. Matthew 15. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and he who speaks evil of his father and mother is to be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father and mother, whatever I have that I would help you with has been given to God.' He is not to honor his father or his mother. And by this you invalidate the word of God for the sake of your traditions. You hypocrites! Rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.'" After Jesus called the crowd to him, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of the mouth that defiles the man." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said to them, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind, and if a blind man guides a blind man, they will both fall into the pit." Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And Jesus said, "Are you still lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and then is eliminated? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she came out and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done to you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once. Departing from there, Jesus went by the Sea of Galilee, and having gone up to the mountains, he was sitting there. And a large crowd came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, and the crippled restored, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples to him, and he said, "I feel compassion for the people, because they have remained with me now for 3 days, and they have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way." The disciples said to him, "Well, where do we get so many loaves in this desolate place and satisfy such a large crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7 and a few small fish. And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And sending away the crowds, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region of Magadan.